Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Going camping is a favorite summer pastime for many Wisconsinites. Summer is also a great time to explore Wisconsin's many scenic waterways. In this month's Wandering Wisconsin, we'll help you plan a trip where you can do both. The Wisconsin Canoe Company offers canoe and kayak rentals and the opportunity to spend the night on a sandbar in the middle of the Wisconsin River. To share how it all works, Lake Effect's Becky Mortensen is joined by Ryan Schmudlock, the owner of the Wisconsin Canoe Company, and Amanda Weibel, the communications officer for Travel Wisconsin.
Ryan and Amanda, welcome to Lake Effect. Thank you for joining me for Wandering Wisconsin.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, happy to be a part of this.
The Wisconsin Canoe Company calls what you offer a paddling experience for outdoor enthusiasts of all levels. So you all offer a variety of things, and I'm going to start with the more beginner level. So that's day trips. Ryan, can you share a bit about what that experience would be like?
Yeah. So, you know, day trips on the Wisconsin, if you can't go overnight, day trip is certainly better than nothing. You know, imagine this riverway, the last 92 miles of it have been protected from development for several decades now. And there wasn't a lot of development to begin with out there. And so when you're going down this river valley, you're kind of surrounded by these tree-lined bluffs on both sides. No houses, no docks, no motorboats, really. You've just got these big, beautiful sandbars. I mean, imagine miles and miles of deserted beaches. And you can, you know, kind of paddle up, coast on to anyone you see that you like, hang out for a little while, have some lunch, play in the water, jump off the sandbars. You know, for being a guy that lives in a van down by the river, you know, it's kind of hard for me to really put this into words. It's just kind of something you have to experience.
Yeah. So now overnight trips. You say the sandbars are the reason people do these trips. So what's an overnight canoe trip like on the Wisconsin River?
Yeah. So going overnight, you know, you've still got the scenic value during the day. But what I love about it is, you know, as the sun starts to go down, everything kind of quiets down and it's just incredibly serene out there. You know, there's the animals, the turtles, the eagles are out and about. And then as the sun goes down, you're feeling this quietness settle over the valley and you're kind of alone out there almost. And it's just an experience you don't really get in the Midwest. It's fairly unique. You know, it does bring its interesting points where, you know, you are in a sandbar, you are in the middle of nowhere. And it's just so much different than what you might expect going to a state park campsite. You know, this is still an organization or a part of the DNR, but it's not a state park. It's its own unique thing.
So a pretty unique camping experience.
For sure.
So let's talk about how you'd recommend people get ready for an overnight stay with, kind of like you said, basically no amenities besides what nature has to offer. So what should people know and plan to bring?
So going down the Wisconsin River, it's a dispersed kind of camping experience. You know, there are no campsite numbers. There's no fire pits. There's no picnic tables. There's no bathrooms. So it's kind of everything that you're going to bring, you need to bring with you. And so this is kind of a nice intro, really, if you're not used to dispersed camping. There's not portaging. There's plenty of room in your canoe. And so you can have those amenities like a cooler with ice. You can bring all of your big, bulky camping gear. It doesn't have to be this ultralight setup or anything like that. It helps that a lot of people have everything you would already need to go out on the river. Some kind of unique challenges are, you know, I mentioned the lack of bathrooms. That's one that can kind of surprise people a little bit. You have options. You can always bring a little portable toilet tent. There's certainly room for that. The only other, you know, thing I like to warn people about, or at least prepare them for, is that this is a very sandy environment. You are on a sandbar. Sand will get everywhere. And if you're not careful, the worst place to get it is in your food. So, you know, it's certainly worth a little bit of careful planning when you set up your kitchen and when you're cooking and, you know, keeping people away from the food and kicking sand in everything you eat. You know, nothing ruins your sandwich or your brat quite like a crunchy bit of seasoning, if you want to call it. But yeah, other than that, I mean, it really is it's a fairly straightforward thing. And it's, like I said, a great intro to people that wanted to do more of a kind of remote dispersed camping experience.
You and I were talking about my experience a little bit before the call. And yes, the sandy food is not fun. So good pointer for people to have. So
for sure, yeah.
Let's talk about what you all offer. So there's transportation, people can rent a kayak or a canoe. Can you talk about how this process works?
you know, I guess the very first thing we try to do, and this applies to everybody, not even just our customers, but anybody that is looking for information on how to go out on this river and, you know, not have the experience where they never want to come back, you know, like we were kind of talking about. And, you know, that starts with kind of dumping everything we know onto the website, you know, what to expect, what it's like, you know, the logistics of the bathrooms, things like that. But even like, you know, safety on the river, what to be aware of, what to be prepared for, you know, what happens if weather comes up, all those kind of things. Like, you know, they're all important. And I think knowing all of that ahead of time will kind of make it a more comfortable experience. So after we've kind of got that information out of the way, people have decided this is for them, they want to come out with us, you know, they'll make a reservation. And so, yeah, we provide transportation. They come out to us. We kind of park everybody at the end of their trip, which is a little bit unique. So then when we can take people upriver, drop them off, and they kind of paddle back to their cars. And so they're able to finish on their pace. You know, you're not worried about trying to paddle as fast as you can to, you know, oh my gosh, the bus is going to leave in 3 minutes and we're 10 miles away. Like, what's going to happen? We're stranded. That's kind of one of the big selling points of our transportation system. You know, of course, we also provide the canoes, the kayaks, there's dry bags, there's, you know, all the kind of firewood accessories that you might want to have out on the river that people wouldn't normally necessarily have on their own.
So how far do people need to paddle?
We cover a fairly small part of the river. We focus more on the overnight trips, kind of like a weekend or long weekend type options. We've got 10, 18, 25 mile options. There are, you know, it's perfectly reasonable to do the full 92.3 miles from the last dam all the way to the Mississippi. I've, you know, done that a few times, and it's a great experience. The entire river is worth being on. I personally think our Mazamani to Spring Green area is the prettiest by far, but you know, it's all good.
This part of the Wisconsin River is pretty shallow. I read that maybe somebody walked it in your first year that you were open. So water levels do play a pretty big role in these trips. You've had some high water and cancellations this year. What are the ideal conditions that are needed?
Yeah, so some cancellations this year is certainly an understatement. We are very much dependent on kind of the rainfall in the greater Wisconsin area. You know, this river drains a third of the state. And so water levels, of course, if there's nowhere to stop, nowhere to camp, that's a problem. And so what you're really looking for, everything's kind of measured in cubic feet per second. We're looking for under 15,000 cubic feet per second. When you get below that, you know, your sandbars start coming up, you've got places to stop, places to camp. And then beyond that, you know, really you could go anytime you wanted to. We've got people that come out in April. We've got people that come out all the way into the fall with the leaves. I've paddled this river in the winter. I don't recommend that, but you can certainly do it. But the ideal, you're looking for the weather to be in that nice, pleasant three time temperature, like 70, 80 degrees. So yeah, if you really had to choose something, you know, that nice low, late summer, low water level, lots of sandbars to choose from, light winds, maybe a little breeze out of the east, kind of push you along a little bit so you can float, do a little bit less work. And of course, you know, sunny is beautiful, and then get your nice crisp nights for some campfires, and I'd say that's where it's at for sure.
So Wisconsin River, as you said, a beautiful place to canoe or kayak. But Amanda, if people want to plan a trip elsewhere, there are some other paddling experiences people can try out in the state. So let's start with the Wausau Whitewater Park.
This is a great option to fuel your adventurous side. It's an artificial whitewater paddling course right in downtown Wausau. The Wausau Whitewater Park opens specific weekends throughout the summer when the dam that feeds it is open. So that's what creates the optimal flow for whitewater paddling. And you can paddle through 12 different whitewater features. And during these events, they call them recreational releases, you can actually sign up for lessons and learn the skills that you need to pick up the sport. So it really is approachable for folks of all skill levels. But also spectating can be just as fun, especially when they host these elite level competitions. They're hosting the Midwest Freestyle Championships August 17th through the 18th.
And where are some other good places you'd recommend people try out kayaking or canoeing?
I suggest checking out the Kickapoo River for a more serene experience. The narrow river meanders through the heart of the Driftless region. It's lined by these stunning sandstone cliffs topped by trees that help shade the river. And when the water levels are right, you can kayak, canoe, or tube the Kickapoo. And you can rent equipment from a variety of outfitters like Kickapoo Wild Adventures in Ontario. Paddling at a state park is also a good option. Many of our parks have lakes or rivers that run through them, and several state parks also rent adaptive kayaks for folks with disabilities to enjoy the water. The outriggers on these kayaks provide more stability in the water, and they also have adjustable seats for a more comfortable, secure experience. You can find adaptive kayaks at places like Yellowstone Lake State Park in southern Wisconsin and Buckhorn State Park in central Wisconsin.
Okay, so back to the Wisconsin River. What else might people want to do if they plan a long weekend to do a Wisconsin River trip?
For an unexpected activity on the Wisconsin River, take a ride on the Merrimack Ferry. The ferry is just a short drive from Sauk Prairie, and it's the only free ferry in Wisconsin. It's a quick ride. You'll ride across the river in about 7 minutes, and you'll want to make sure to treat yourself to some ice cream at the Merrimack Scoop on the south side of the river. You'll also want to make a visit to Wollersheim Winery and Distillery when you're in the area. It certainly impresses visitors. You can go on a guided tour and learn about the historic property. It was originally used as a vineyard back in the 1840s. And then you can also enjoy the spirits that Wollersheim distills, like their brandy. That's going to help complete the perfect Wisconsin old fashioned. And if you visit travelwisconsin.com/foodiepass, you can actually get a free digital pass with access to exclusive food and drink deals at more than 100 different culinary establishments throughout the state. And Wollersheim Winery and Distillery is offering a free mini bottle of wine with the purchase of a regular size bottle of wine. So you might want to check that out while you're there.
Nice. So, Ryan and Amanda, I think what's really cool about canoeing or kayaking the Wisconsin River is it's kind of what you make of it. You can get a big group together, go solo, go with a friend. You could meet people on the river. You can paddle your heart out to reach the best sandbar or kind of take it easy and just float your way down, making stops along the way. It can kind of just be whatever is fun for you. So could you both describe your ideal trip down the Wisconsin River?
Yeah, my ideal trip on the Wisconsin River, you know, for years it had been going out with a group of friends. And, you know, interestingly, in the last couple of years, you know, we've all had kids. And so now it's honestly gotten so much better going with the kids. And I never would have thought that. So my ideal trip is, believe it or not, bringing, you know, 10 or 12 of our friends and all their kids. And so you've got this group hanging out on the water. The kids are just having this blast of a time. It's a giant sandbox, really. And so they're just swimming, running, playing around. And, you know, the adults, of course, providing some supervision, but also it's just a great time for all of us to catch up, hanging around by the fire after, you know, living our daily lives, trying to chase these kids around. And now they're all kind of semi-contained. And it's such a fun experience for me. I would do that, continue to do that every year. And so hopefully that'll continue on long into the future as well.
Well, I will never forget my first paddling experience with my husband. I had never been in a canoe before, and he grew up canoeing, so his family had gone for years. And at one point, he decided that we should switch places in the canoe. So, of course, he's just starting to move over, and I'm frozen in my seat. And so then our weight isn't distributed, and it gets tippy, and we're spinning. And we did not end up tipping the canoe over, but we certainly shared a ton of laughs, and I have learned a ton about canoeing since then. So for me, really, that ideal experience is sharing some laughs, making some great memories, certainly stopping at those sandbars, packing a wonderful picnic lunch. We have not taken our little ones out yet on a paddling trip, but I'm looking forward to that. Ryan, like you said, I think that so many opportunities to make memories and just really enjoy being in nature in such a unique experience on the Wisconsin River. And I think that represents a lot of what makes Wisconsin so special in the summertime. It's our endless access to freshwater playgrounds. It's that natural beauty that really draws folks here. It's sharing those memories with whoever you're with and exploring at your own pace, finding reasons to stop and explore on your way to and from that destination too.
Can relate, Amanda. Similar experience. Thank you both so much for joining me for Wandering Wisconsin.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you.
Amanda Weibel is the communications officer for Travel Wisconsin. Ryan Schmudlock is the owner of the Wisconsin Canoe Company. They both spoke with Lake Effect's Becky Mortensen for Wandering Wisconsin. You can find information on how to book your canoeing and camping trip at WUWM.com, along with other travel recommendations you can do right here in our home state.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.